welcome to Above the Fold, the podcast of the Weston Observer. I'm Melissa Russell. I'm the editor of the Observer. And with me, as always, are Chris Larrabee, our assistant editor. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Melissa.
And Addison Antonoff, our reporter. Hi, Addison.
Hi, Melissa.
Today, we wanted to talk about the upcoming election, which is May 2nd. Usually, unless there's a compelling issue on the ballot, local elections don't garner a lot of attention or enthusiasm or, frankly, participation from voters. But this year in Weston, voters will be choosing new select board members after voting to expand the board in January from 3 to 5 members. And there are other contested races as well this year. So let's talk about it. Addison, you were at the caucus a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I was at the town caucus last week. Weston is one of a small handful of towns in Massachusetts that still does a caucus, which is a particular way of getting candidates on the ballot. In the lead up to elections, everyone comes and meets in person on one night. And people are able to nominate specific candidates. So they'll get up and they'll say, I'm nominating so-and-so for whatever position, select board member, school committee member, what have you. They'll talk a little bit about the candidate. The candidate will have a chance to speak. And if they get a certain number of votes, then they end up on the ballot. You can also end up on the ballot by pulling papers, which is some paperwork. You have to get a number of signatures. I believe it's 50 in Weston. And then you can also end up on the ballot that way. But according to our town clerk, Janet Murphy, caucus is the place where the majority of candidates are coming from. And this year, there was a huge turnout. Normally, over the past 4 or so years, Janet said that it's about 60 people coming. This year, it was around 140. So
that's amazing.
Huge increase of participation this year. And that's essentially at an event that works as the primary in Weston, for lack of a better comparison. So there were a lot of people there who were ready to listen and see who's stepping up and wanting to take control in town.
What did you hear people talking about, asking about? What were their concerns?
Across the board, whether it's for school committee, which is one of the races, or for select board, or for other things, there was conversations about schools, in part because that's a lot of what draws people to come move to Weston. Anupam Sanchev, one of the members who's running for select board, also talked about moving here for schools. So wanting to maintain the high quality of the schools as well as the character of the town overall were things that came up a lot across the board. Also just conversations and concerns about finances for the town. You know, we've got some projects down the line that are some big ticket items. We've got conversations about the fire station, water tank things are underway. So everyone's mind is kind of on finance. So for pretty much everyone who spoke at town caucus, especially for the select board, there are conversations about wanting to focus on, you know, helping maintain the character of the town and also keep a tight eye on finances so nothing goes out of control.
And I was curious because it is the biggest change to the select board since the town was founded, I believe. Mm-hmm. So was that a motivating factor for anybody? Did they say they just want to be part of bringing change to the town?
You know, no one brought up the expansion directly, but I think it was definitely one of the contributors to people coming. I spoke to Janet Murphy ahead of the event, and she said that there had been a lot of chatter, specifically because there's an expansion of the select board. We've got 2 new seats, and Tom Palmer, whose term is expiring, is not running for re-election. So there are 3 open seats on, you know, the most powerful board in town. So I think the long conversations that we've been having about the select board expansion was definitely a part of what was bringing people in town.
Yeah, I imagine there was a lot of energy in the room when it was nominating time.
And that was something that the proponents of the expansion were talking about. That was one of their strengths. They said it would, if it was approved, it would galvanize voters. Yeah. And I mean, we have a small sample size of one event. We'll see what happens at the ballot box. But doubling the turnout is a good sign for them, I would say.
Yeah. Chris, do you know what the election turnout numbers have been in the past couple of years, just so we have something to compare to when we get to May?
I'll give you more than a couple of years. since 2014, the voter turnout's been about 12.6%. It's low. I did some number crunching back in January. It's lower than most of the neighboring towns, but not significantly lower.
Right.
In an ideal society, it'd be much higher, but it's not out of character for municipal participation in Massachusetts. Anywhere I've worked has been low. I will say last year's election, 2025, had about 2.8% turnout.
That's interesting.
Really low.
Yeah.
I don't believe there were any contested races. Don't quote me on that. But I know none of the major races, select board, planning board, school committee were contested. So mm-hmm. that kind of drives it out too.
Positions on all three of those boards on the ballot this year. Mm-hmm. Planning board is not contested. It's just Adrian Giske who was nominated for that one seat. But school committee and select board are both contested, as is the recreation commission.
Now, I thought that was particularly interesting that there's so much energy about Recreation Commission. Do we know, is there a particular issue that's driving that, or is just people see an opportunity? It's a shorter term, I think, than planning board, let's say.
I think Weston is just a recreation town. There's so many trails here, so it might play a bigger role than in some of the smaller towns around Massachusetts. Not like we have big like city parks like Boston, but they do have a lot of control around playgrounds, some of the trails. I think that's a big part of it here.
And I think aside from the trails, because I know a lot of those are also under Forest and Trail Association mm-hmm. volunteer mm-hmm. help as well. They put on a lot of events. They have so many classes throughout the year. It is kind of this community hub in town.
Terrific. Well, we'll be keeping an eye on things. And I should say at this point, it's early in the campaign season, obviously. Everybody just is getting organized, but we've reached out to all of the candidates. We're going to be running interviews starting the week of April 3rd. We're inviting all supporters to submit letters to the editor. We'd love to hear from you. And the candidates will have the final word themselves on April 24th. They'll have the opportunity to run a candidate statement the week before the election. So I think it's going to be a very exciting time. I anticipate a lot of letters, and we're looking forward to hearing from the community. Thank you, Chris and Addison. And thank you very much, Alana Muldoon, for steering us through another podcast. We appreciate your support and your expertise. Thank you to the community, our donors and supporters. If you'd like to reach us, and we'd love to hear from you, please email us at editor@westonobserver.org. Thanks for listening. See you around town.